Oh, fuck yeah, here we go. Fucking Saturday night. Fucking, what better time to tell some fucked up stories from the week? God damn it. Yeah. So, still off the booze. I think that's like 3 weeks. Is that 3 weekends? Either way, I feel like $1 million. Fucking start feeling good. I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna get back on steroids. Fuck it. I'm gonna get skinny and ripped up again. I don't give a fuck. So, ordered me some steroids, got the steroids in, slammed her in the old butt cheek, and fucking here we go. I'm either gonna crash and burn and lose everything in my life, or everything's gonna go mellow. Who fucking knows? Let's if this cast continues from me talking in my fucking vehicle, living in my vehicle, in a van down by the river, then you know that the wife kicked me out, and I'm fucking lost. Oh, fuck. But anyways, let's get this shit going here, shall we? Take a little drink of this one. Fucking Monster energy drinks are the fucking worst. They are the worst. Anyways, so I heard a story from a buddy this week. It was pretty good. I'm gonna tell it in a different way because the dude that told it, he sucks cock at telling stories. He could fuck up a children's rhyme telling stories for fuck's sakes. But it is a good story nonetheless. So my buddy has kidney stones, eh? So like instead of like passing kidney stones the old-fashioned way, like I guess they got like bunged up in them and he was like pissing blood. She's like, man, I was pissing blood and like I knew I had to quit drinking. I was like, yeah, man, like if you're pissing blood, like that's number one. Like that's on the fucking list top to stop drinking. So fucking dude fucking goes into the fucking doctor. He's like, I'm pissing blood and shit, right? Doctor's like, all right, well, fuck, probably kidney stones. Fuck, we'll take a look. So fuck, they take a look and they're like, yeah, man, you got fucking two big fucking kidney stones just fucking rocking around in there. Like, what do I do? Like, well, we don't know when they're gonna pass because like they're too big to pass. So fucking, we're gonna take piss off you for 48 hours. That's what we're gonna need you to do. Like, what do you mean? Like, we're gonna need you to piss in a bottle for 24 hours. Like water bottles? Like, no, you fucking asshole. Like, you gotta piss and we'll give you some jugs. We'll give you some jugs from the fucking doctors, and you just piss in those, and then we'll take them. After 48 hours of pissing, we'll take them, and then fucking we'll see like where the kidney stones have progressed and all that. Because apparently they can see through your piss, like how much they've broken up and all that shit. I was like, holy fuck, bro. And it's like it just reminded me of a story. Like when I was in like high school, I was in grade 12 shop class, and like the class was an hour. It was 2 classes long, so it was 1.5 hours long. And our teacher just didn't show up for like the first 45 minutes. Like, where the fuck is Mr. Morrison? Like, what the fuck? And all of a sudden, dude shows up and he's like covered in sweat. Like, he just ran like 10 miles. And he just like shows me, he's like, hey, fuck, I'm sorry I'm late, but I just passed a fucking kidney stone in the washroom. Do you guys want to see it? And like we're all fucking grade 12, grade 11. Like, we don't fucking know what a kidney. We're like, what the fuck? We mean kidney stone. So he just like has it on a piece of like brown paper fucking towel from like high school washrooms, and he starts passing it around the fucking room. So like it finally gets to me and I look at it. It literally looked like a fucking spike, a spiky fucking like marble. It was smaller than a marble, but it was fucking just spiky. And I was like, dude, that came out your dick? He's like, oh yeah, I pissed blood a bunch and shit. He's like, it was fucking horrible. I was like, dude, that's insane. And it was like funny because like some girl, there's only 2 girls in the shop class. One of the girls complained and he got in a pile of fucking trouble for passing a kidney stone and bringing it in and fucking showing the class and passing it around the class. So it was like, fuck. Like, man, like, how are your kidney stones? He's like, oh man, like, there's two in there. They're all fucked up. So I pissed in a jug for 2 fucking weeks or for 2 days, eh? I was like, okay. He's like, yeah, like it was fucked up though. So like I fucking pissed in these jugs, did exactly what they say. I'm like, you know, there's like 4 pisses a day in each jug. And these jugs are like, fuck, they must have been like 4-liter jugs, like big fucking like milk jug looking motherfucking things. And he's like, dude, I fucked up. I'm like, why? He's like, man, I left them in my fridge. I was like, why would you put them in your fridge? It's piss. He's like, man, they told me I had to refrigerate them. I'm like, the doctor told you you had to refrigerate your piss? That you had to put your piss in your fucking refrigerator with other food? He's like, yeah. He's like, he said it would be okay. I'm like, all right. So what the fuck? He's like, man, like, the worst part was, he's like, I had a date, like, a day later, and I fucking totally forgot. And he's like, my date brought over this fucking booze. And she's like, oh, can I put my booze in your fridge? And he's like, I totally forgot. And then she, like, went in his fridge and opened up his fridge, and there's just two big jugs. And, like, they weren't see-through, but she's like, oh, what are those jugs for? He's like, oh, like, nothing, like, not a big deal, whatever. And she puts her booze in there. And starts drinking. And then like halfway through the night, she's like all fucking tuned up. And she's like, looks at the jugs. And like, he forgot that they put his like name, address, and like medical, is like the medical clinic on the fucking like little label. So she's like, yo, like, why do you have two jugs of like medically labeled fucking shit in there? What is that? And like, most people would be like, if some girl asked me that, I would be like, oh, those are jugs of, like, juice I have to drink because, like, I'm getting flushed out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm getting flushed out for something. You could make up a lie. But no, not my buddy. My buddy's like, oh, those are two fucking jugs of piss. It's about 4 liters of piss in there because I have kidney stones. And the girl's just like, okay. All right. And she's like, that was it. I was like, dude, did you fuck her? He's like, oh, yeah, like, we fucked. I was like, dude, she must have been the most desperate girl in the world. Is she fucking, like, literally went, she put her drinks in your fridge, and then after came back, was like, what are those? And you're like, oh, they're my piss. Like, I have kidney stones. Oh, stick your fucking dirty fucking stone flaccid dick in me. Like, what the fuck? Like, that's insanity. Like, I would be like, no, I'm done. I'm going home. But that fucking, it worked out for the fucking dude, and I was like, man, like, at least it worked out for you. He's like, yeah, he's like, the worst part was, so he's like, I'm like, that wasn't the worst part? He's like, no, he's like, when I took the piss jugs back to, like, the doctor, he's like, I had to, like, hold them in the fucking waiting room, so I had to wait in the waiting room with, like, 10 other people, and then they called me, and I was like, oh, yeah, I have, like, specimens here, and then they're like, oh, yeah, like, so-and-so, like, yeah, you have the piss jugs, like, yeah. And everyone in the fucking entire walk-in clinic heard. There's like, holy shit, that dude's passed the piss in like giant jugs for fuck's sakes. Like, that's fucked up. Like, hang on a second. I'm gonna fucking take piss myself. All this piss talk has got me fired up. Whew, fuck. But anyways, like, yeah, like, I was just like, dude, like, how the, hang on. Oh, God. Oof. It's really sad that I take up like 8 seconds of this podcast taking a piss. Like, that's a fucking sad thing. Anyways, so he takes it in, and they're like, oh yeah, like, this is a specimen and shit. And he's like, yeah. And they're like, okay, just like take a seat. And they take his piss in the back and stuff. And like, he's waiting there, and all of a sudden, like, the daughter comes back. It's like, oh, hey, so, like, did you piss in that shit? Did you piss in it? Yeah, I pissed in it, like, for 48 hours. It's right there. Okay, like, we'll take a look at it, and we'll let you know how it goes. But if there's anything in the bottom of it, you know that you got some more kidney stones. If the piss is clear, if the piss is all good, you're fine. Okay, thank you. And he just walks out of the fucking walk-in clinic. I was like, dude, what the fuck? He's like, man, it was so embarrassing. Like, everyone in the walk-in clinic knew there was something wrong with my piss, but they didn't know what was wrong with my piss. I was like, yeah, like, they don't know if it's, like, kidney stones or, like, some weird form of AIDS. Like, they don't even know, but, like, everybody in there knows you have something wrong with your piss. He's like, yeah, man, it was pretty fucked. I was like, yeah, dude. I was like, I would get a new doctor. I would never go there again. He's like, man, that's what I was thinking. It's like, and like that story reminded me of a story of mine. It's like when I was like in grade four, it was 1994. And I remember I got chicken pox. It's like everybody remembers the first time they got chicken pox, right? Like they're just fucking head to toe with these cocksucking red fucking dots and shit and, you know, whatever, right? Well, mine was a little different. Like I had fucking spots all over me, but like I had a chicken pox literally grow over the tip of my cock. Yeah. And I'm not making that up. That's not like, that's like real life. I literally, when I was in grade fucking four, 1994, and I got chicken pox, I had a chicken pox fucking form over the top of my cock. So it was like, what do you do? It's like, I pissed and I would piss and it would hurt. I was like, what the fuck do I do? So like my mom calls ahead to my doctor at the time. And I don't even give a fuck. His name is Dr. Wally. I don't give a fuck. And I was like, they're like, yeah, like Ryan's coming. He's got a fucking chicken pox over his cock. And the doctor's like, yeah, like fucking bring him in. We'll figure it out. Like, okay. So we go in. There's like a waiting room full of fucking people, like 10 people. The fucking doctor comes out. I fucking walk in. He's like, oh, Ryan, like you got chicken pox in a fucking weird fucking spot, eh? I'm like, yeah, it's fucking pretty bad. He's got it, right? Fucking guy reaches down in the middle of the fucking waiting room, reaches down, grabs my fucking 2-inch little fucking 10-year-old cock and just flicks the fucking goddamn like chicken pox off the top of my cock. Like, literally, like, I'm not stupid. I tried to do that like when I was a kid and it was the worst pain in the world. Like, even when I pissed, it was horrible, but like, to try to get that fucking thing off the head of my cock when I was in grade four was hell on earth. And this doctor just fucking took his hand, and I'm not even gonna lie to you. Like, you know when you put your hand on a fucking, like, on a beer, and you flick the top off a beer? That's what he did. Just grab my little 2-inch dick and flick the thing off. I was like, worst pain in the fucking world. I was like, nah, fuck that shit. And I flinch, and then, like, he brings his hand up, and the motherfucker had the chicken pox. Like, the scab of the chicken pox that was on the end of my cock. He had it in his fingers. And he's like, there's your fucking problem right there. Don't worry about it. And he says, like, my dad's name was Ronnie. He's like, ah, Ronnie. He's like, I got the fucking chicken pox out of his cock. He'll be fine. The piss now. Don't worry about it. And everyone in the fucking waiting room was just staring at me. I was like, went back home. My dad's like, yeah, we're all good. I told my mom, like, that motherfucker touched my dick in front of 10 people. Everyone saw him touch my dick. And my mom's like, is that true? My stepdad's like, yeah. Yeah, that's what happened. And then my mom called him up and she's like, you fucking piece of shit. Fuck you. You're no longer his doctor. And that was the 1994 is when I got a new doctor. I got a new fucking doctor. 1994, because the fuck, my doctor fucking literally grabbed my dick, flicked off the fucking little chicken pocket into my cock, and fucking, that was it. Jesus Christ on the cross. That's why I said to my buddy, I was like, dude, get a new doctor. I'm like, doctors don't fucking pull that shit. It's fucking real life. That's it. But I fucking heard another good story too, and it's like, for house owners and house buyers and all that shit. It's like everybody hears the horrible stories and shit, right? And it's like my fucking ex-brother-in-law. So it's like my wife's fucking sister's ex-husband. So he has like a new family. He has like a fucking like wife and like a new kid, whatever, blah, blah, whatever. But he still like talks to them, obviously, like, you know. So he's just like, he bought this house. And like, it was like from an old guy. But in the bottom of the house, it was like the basement, it like he rented it out and these people were in the basement and they're like, we're not leaving, fuck you. So they did all these petitions after he bought the fucking house from this old guy. They're like, no, we're not leaving, fuck you. He's like, you're gonna fucking leave. So like they kept fighting it and fighting it and fighting it, right? And like he couldn't get them out. So he, like, what are you gonna do? Because, like, they're fighting, and it's like it can take years to get people out of your house, right? Like, if you own it. So, the dude did, like, the most amazing thing ever. And like the, and I give him props. And this is actually, if you've ever watched The Sopranos on HBO, it's like The Sopranos, the mob show and whatnot. Basically, one time they wanted this cottage and they couldn't get the cottage because the guy wouldn't move out. So what they did is they drove this boat up to the fucking cottage and they just blasted fucking music at the cottage. And every time the cops would show up on land, the fucking boat would just drive away. And they did that for months. And then the fucking people actually like they lived in the show, they're like, "Hey, fuck this, we're out." So this fucking dude did that. So he owned the top part. There was no one in the top part. He moved people into the top part. And he just moved in his speakers, his buddy's speakers, his buddy's speakers, his buddy's speakers. And they had like literally like 18 speakers in this top part of this house. And they just all put them to the ground and start like putting them on different frequencies. And I was like, man, like that's like The Sopranos, like that's genius shit. And they're like, no, like it gets better. So like this dude is he's a smart dude. Like he bought this house for like it's like a, he bought this house for like $400,000, and these fucking people are like living in the basement just shitting off him and stuff. So he like moved them these people into the top, and they just put the speakers to the to the fucking ground, and they just start playing shit. And it's like, okay, like, oh yeah, you drove them out because of whatever, like they couldn't sleep. It's like, no, like not just that. It's like there's a certain tone, and it's actually, it's I know, I don't know the exact word of it, but if you Google it, it'll come up. But it's a certain tone, a level of volume that the brain can't handle. And it's basically your brain will overheat, or it'll like cause you like anxiety and shit like that if you hear this certain level. That dude found out the level and literally had guys playing the level, like speakers on the fucking ground playing this level to burn these people out. And it worked. Like after a week, these people left. They just fucking moved all their shit out and got the fuck out. And then he went downstairs. And it's like, so what are you gonna do if somebody's just playing, you know, that fucking fuck you up sound all day, 24 hours a day? What are you gonna do? You're gonna let your animal shit all over the floor. That's a given. And then you're not gonna use the washroom anymore. You're gonna decide to shit in a closet. That's what the fucking people in the basement did to him. They're just like, all right, well, like, if you're gonna do that, like, they clogged up his toilet and start flushing the toilet. So they flooded his basement, and then they started taking a shit in just like the middle of the room. They just start shitting in the middle of the room, so there's like human shit just floating around. And then they had like four cats. They let the cats shit everywhere. So after a week, the guy, like, they moved there. The guy goes to prepossess his basement. He's already got people in the top. And he goes and looks, and it's like his entire basement is just floating. It's like a foot of water because they jammed up the plumbing. And it's like cat shit and human shit just floating around. He's like, man, it's gonna cost me like fucking $4,000 to clean up all this shit and all the other fucking bullshit that was in the fucking basement. Like, dude, holy fuck. I'm like, you could have hired me to go beat the shit out of them. He's like, no, I couldn't have. He's like, I had to fucking get them out the right way. It's like, well, they still destroyed your fucking place and shit, so what the fuck? Jesus Christ. What are we at? 19. Motherfuckers, have a good night. Have a good weekend. And we'll fucking get talking to you next weekend. Peace.